Yeah, well, it's been a very big year here at 4BC Breakfast, but I wanted to make mention of a couple of people in particular who touched everyone's hearts. Brooke and her little fighter, Peachy. You'll remember I spoke to Brooke early last month. She was from northern New South Wales, Mullumbimby. She'd lost her beloved husband to brain cancer not that long ago. Then sadly, Brooke's daughter, she was also battling cancer, just a little kid, and is being treated at Queensland Children's Hospital. Brooke and Peachy were living in Airbnbs and at the hospital because they're up in Queensland all alone. None of their family could come with them, could they? From northern New South Wales because COVID was so dangerous. But, you know, the Titans, they can bring footballers in from Tweed Heads. Don't worry about that. I'll tell you that after 7 o'clock. But Brooke and Peachy's story touched all of our hearts. And I was inundated with lovely offers of accommodation and anything else that might help the lovely family during the challenging time. The listeners of this show were outstanding. The Queensland Cricketers Club made a particularly generous offer. They reached out to Brooke and they put $10,000 towards her rent back home in northern New South Wales so she doesn't lose her place, so that she and Peachy can go back and live there in Mullumbimby when the borders are open and Peachy's recovering a bit better. You might remember they were going to rent them an apartment here in Brisbane or something like that. In the end, Brooke and the Cricketers Club decided that if they could help with the rent of her home in Mullumbimby, that'd be the best way to go forward. They also offered the family a VIP invitation to a Big Bash game, and they're going to take care of all the finances and everything on that place and the rent. I've spoken to Brooke and she wanted me to pass on her thanks to everyone's generosity, and I want to pass on my thanks to your generosity for them as well, particularly the Queensland Cricketers Club. Outstanding what they did. Brooke and Little Peachy have a big journey ahead of them. We'll keep in touch with them and we'll send them all of our love along the way. And let's hope when this border madness ends, they can go home to Mullumbimby.